I will now hand over to Robin to introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
We now have stories about grasshoppers, round tower churches, a collapsing road, the Carrow Bridge house close to Chatterbox headquarters, and another council controversy, a proposal to discuss new road schemes in private. Jane will start off with the grasshoppers.
A project reintroducing rare grasshoppers to Norfolk plans to expand after securing a share of £14.5 million fund aimed at helping England's most endangered creatures. The Hop of Hope initiative is one of 63 projects across the country which were awarded grants under Natural England Species Recovery Programme. Led by Rewilding and Conservation Social Enterprise Citizen Zoo, the Norfolk project aims to restore the large marsh grasshopper, one of UK's rarest, which was last seen in East Anglia in 1968, before its recent reintroductions. More than 5,000 grasshoppers have been released across four Norfolk sites since 2018, and the pilot release site now appears to have an established and self-sustaining population of more than 550 individuals in 2023. The project team, which also includes Norfolk Wildlife Trust, now hopes to replicate this success on further wetland sites across the county.
Almost 50 years ago, the Round Tower Churches Society was launched with a handful of members. And to mark the Golden Jubilee, a £3,000 grant was given towards repairs at St Mary and St Wolstan's Church, Borborough, near Norwich. It brings the total awarded by the Society to help maintain the country's round tower churches since the formal launch on September 1st, 1973, to more than £400,000. This latest grant will go towards repairs to the tower roof and repair cracks in walls, which will cost a total of about £27,000. The Norfolk Churches Trust has also given a £2,000 grant. The Society, which now has more than 510 members, gave its first grant of £20 in August 1974 to Cranwich Church near Thetford to help defray the costs of rethatching. In the past 5 months, the Society has offered grants of £17,500 to help churches, and in the last year, a total of £40,000 has been pledged towards repair and conservation works. Membership subscriptions, donations and generous legacies over the years have made it possible to help many of the country's 184 round tower churches. Almost two-thirds, or 124, are in Norfolk, with 38 in Suffolk. At the Society's final summer guided tour, a near-record attendance for this season of almost 60 members visited three churches near Beccles: Stockton, Kirby Kane and Golston.
A country road on the outskirts of Norwich has subsided, causing drivers to cautiously navigate the treacherous track. Part of Little Melton Road, on the way to Heatherset, near the Crusaders Rugby Club, has collapsed, leaving a drop down into the verge. Highway officials have confirmed that it's putting measures in place to ensure the safety of road users. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We are aware of the subsidence in Little Melton Road, and we have been conducting investigations to determine the causes, with land saturation and heavy rainfall among the potential factors. We are also seeking to identify the owners of the land affected."
A historic Norwich Bridge house, which has been in the city for over 100 years, has survived yet another attempt to demolish it. Carrow Bridge House in Carrow Road, close to Norwich City's football stadium, has previously seen a Norfolk County Council attempt to smash it down in order to landscape the area in 2018 fail, and it was sold at auction in 2019 for a six-figure sum. Built in 1920, the building is the city's only surviving bridge house, but its owner, developers Wexham Homes, submitted plans to Norwich City Council to demolish the home and replace it with a new building in January this year. Prior to the home's sale, its former occupant of more than 50 years pleaded with potential buyers to keep it as it is. But once again, the City Council has refused to allow the building to fall. Rejecting the application, city planning officials said the plans would have resulted in the loss of a heritage asset with no clear and convincing justification. They added the plans demonstrated no benefits to knocking the house down, while the new home would fail to contribute the same character and historic association to surrounding heritage assets.
A decision to hold discussions about major Norwich Road schemes in secret has been branded a new low for democracy, as senior officers at two councils slammed the move. Norfolk County Council is scrapping a committee which debated multi-million pound Norwich transport schemes in public in favour of a new group which talks about them behind closed doors. It has sparked anger not only from opposition councillors, but also two of the most senior officers at the city and district councils, who attacked the decision to make meetings off limits to the public.